The question was asked, how should we educate our children about the concept of Hashem without them thinking of an old man with a beard in heaven? I have news for you. I spent all my childhood and a little bit afterwards thinking of an old man with a beard in heaven, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was beautiful. I think it was one of the nicest things in my mind. When I would think of Hashem, I would think of a picture I had in a picture book of Rashi learning. When I was a kid, one of the story books I learned was about Rashi, and there was a picture of Rashi sitting with a long white beard and a talis and tefillin. And when I think of the Ribon Shalom, I always thought of that picture. An old man with a beard, talis and tefillin in front of the sefer. So I asked me, what does that have to do with the Ribon Shalom? I don't know, but it didn't hurt.
Right, but when the child grows up and he still has this image in his head...
Right, it was a big difficulty. Yeah, it was very hard for me. I'm telling you, as one who had that image. And I remember reaching the age of 15 and telling myself, that's not Hashem. And then telling myself, but it feels like it is. It's like, after so many years of, conceptualizing the idea... till today, I have an affinity for that picture. If I didn't think it was borderline of Otzara, I'd frame it and hang it. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with the kid having that picture. You know, my kids will sometimes ask me, who's stronger, you or Hashem? Well, that's a good question. I mean, so in their mind, my father, right, is the biggest guy on the block. Okay, he isn't. He's the strongest guy on the block, But Hashem is even stronger. So I think that, first of all, we don't have to fight these concepts with kids. Secondly, a guy came last night, knocked on the door. He's starting to tutor a 7-year-old kid. And he asked the following question. He said, I'm learning with this kid once a week for 40 minutes. I wanted to divide our learning so that I learn with him 10 minutes, Ashkafar Emunah. And ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I said, pause. No Ashkafar Emunah. He said to me, what do you mean? The kid's a smart kid. Why don't I learn Ashkafar with him? I said, it doesn't work that way. The correct Jewish philosophical approach to life, to God, to ethics, to values, I said, no, at that age, when you teach him Parsha, when you teach him Halacha, when you teach him the other things, the Ashkafar has to be built in. Meaning the way you talk about the Ribon Shel Olam. You see that when the Rambam won't mention God's name without adding a blessing. Whenever he says Hashem, it's Hashem Yitbarach. The Hu Yitbarach Amar. Rambam will not talk about God and just say He. He will say, God blessed be He. And when God blessed be He commanded us, He blessed be He said. Rambam won't say Hashem ever without adding a blessing. Look at all of Rambam's writings. The Hashkafah and the approach to Hashem has to be more a part and underlying theme in everything we do, rather than a direct conversation. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. That's at some point it'll come up, but it's not the key in our education. It's an underlying given in our education. And on the contrary, sometimes discussing a topic makes it a topic of discussion and doubt. Whereas when it's a given, it's a given. So I'm going to throw a question at you. One of my kids asked me when they were like 9 years old. I said a line like, we're doing what's right. And he says to me, that's what you think. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you see the Muslim out there? He thinks the same thing. And I'm saying like, huh? And the kid says to me, and the Christian does too. Okay, yeah, what am I supposed to do? What were you saying? Right? And I'm sitting there thinking, oh. Now, if he knows to ask the question, can he also understand the answer? Right? Just because a kid knows to ask the question doesn't mean you can explain it to him. So I said, that's what you think? And he looks at me and he says, you don't dare? And I said, no. He said, why do you think you're right? Why do you think you're more right than them? And if you're more right than them, then why aren't they converting to Judaism? Right? So now, can you start teaching a kid that level of philosophy just because he can ask a good question? Kids can ask questions. What?
Let's get ice cream,
right? The kid was 8 or 9. I mean, the kid wasn't that old. And I could see that I'm not going to get anywhere if I start learning with him Kuzari or other things. It's not there. Okay. So you can ask a good question. And my answer to him was, I don't want you to forget that question. I want you to come back to me when you're older, and we will analyze it again. Don't forget it. It's not a bad question. It's a good question. It's fine. We'll get back to it. You're not yet at an age where I can explain to you everything. Fine.
Chat on Thursday night.
So, again, kids can ask really good questions. That doesn't mean they're always ready for really good answers. And sometimes you say, ask your mommy or ask your rabbi. You'd be surprised. Your wife is going to give them a much better answer sometimes. That, you know, in one sentence, she just answers it and then finish. But at any rate, I don't think we have to contend with that at a young age. As children grow, so then again, as part of our general education, that should be something that they'll learn, not as a focused conversation.